Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Joe Brand is in our studio. You'll hear him before and after and sometimes during the games on WGN Blackhawk Hockey. How are you, Joe?
Doing well. Very excited. Big, big day. And then they get to play another game tomorrow. So it's just going to roll right into the season.
We play on Pittsburgh tonight. 7 o'clock they drop the puck.
And then Boston tomorrow. Yeah, pregame tonight at 6:30.
Okay, everybody is excited to see Sidney Crosby and Connor Bedard on the ice at the same time. That will happen, right?
Yes. Well, yeah. I mean,
are they going to skate on the same lines necessarily? Will they both start?
Probably, I don't know when they first start, but I'm sure it's bound to happen. They'll both be on the ice at the same time.
How good is Crosby now?
I mean, he's not what he used to be, but he's still a guy that makes a difference out there and a guy that you want on your team. And the Pittsburgh Penguins actually have a couple of guys like Evgeny Malkin out there that are, you know, past their prime, but they're still trying to put together a playoff season. It was actually the Blackhawks spoiling Pittsburgh's playoff chances last year. And everyone was up in arms because they thought the Hawks were going to lose their opportunity to draft Connor Bedard.
I remember that.
And then it actually all ended up working out okay.
So do we know how good either of these teams are right now?
Pittsburgh is like a bubble team. They're going to be a team fighting to get into the playoffs. The Hawks are in a different situation. Again, I'm not expecting the Hawks to make a playoff run. I don't think many people are, but they are going to be a lot of fun, I think, this year.
Sure would be fun to see Connor find the back of the net, as you kids say.
It would be. It really would. A stellar preseason, and I get it, it's the preseason.
And
but
he
still.
Only had one open net goal, right, in the preseason?
One goal, yes. It was an empty net power play. He wasn't too thrilled about it.
So I understand, but he had plenty of assists,
didn't he? Assists.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think that has been the more impressive part of his game so far. Who knows what this year is going to look like in terms of his goals and assists. I think down the line he'll be one of the more elite goal scorers, but right now he's a great passer.
Is he fast? What's his skill?
It's not that he's not fast. He's just not as fast as Patrick Kane was when he first came. No, Athanasiou is one of the fastest guys in the league.
Yeah.
It's his puck handling skills, it's his vision on the ice, and it's his shot. A lot of people think that his shot is one of the top in the NHL already. Just his ability to fling the puck in a certain direction in a certain way and be very deceptive with it.
A wrist shot or a slap shot, or does it
anything
matter?
But mainly wrist shots. The game has become more wristers, more finesse on the shot. That prospect showcase game that he had, the hat trick, It looked like he was going to go right, and then all of a sudden it goes left. And the goaltender doesn't know what to do. He just stands there, and it went in. How did it go in?
The first exhibition game of the season, I was fortunate enough to be there for that, and there was the moment where he first touched the puck and did a little juke, and the crowd went, whoa.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if that was something exceptional or not.
I think it is, especially that it being his first NHL look, the first time he's on NHL ice against an NHL team, and he feels the confidence to do that.
Exactly. So two teams square off tonight, and then Boston tomorrow.
It's quite a road trip to begin the year. Pittsburgh, Boston, both on the road, both home openers. Saturday night in Montreal, that is hockey night in Canada. Next Monday night in Toronto, I believe that's another home opener. Then they're taking on Colorado next Thursday, the team that won the Cup 2 years ago. And then they host Vegas next Saturday, the team that won the Cup most recently.
When are they going to be home? Are they going to play any games in Chicago this year? It sounds like
Game number 6. And let's see, seven of the first 9 are on the road. But home opener Saturday, October 21st against Vegas.
One last thing, Joe. But he's not the only youngster. Just give me another highlight person to watch and listen for tonight.
Number 55, Kevin Korchinski, young defenseman, first round pick last year.
I wonder if he's like, hey, what am I now, a can of tuna? Let's go. What about me here?
Hey, a lot of people like cans of tuna. they just prefer the fresh
Joe,
tuna.
Joe, you understand my point.
Yes.
So what about him?
Was he
disappointing last year?
He was in the WHL. This is going to be his NHL debut tonight. He did a lot to make this team. And some people that I talked to thought he slipped off a little bit towards the end of the preseason, but is still worthy to make his NHL debut. It'll be interesting to see how long he lasts in the NHL this year, but he's an offensively skilled defenseman.
Well, they might send him down.
They might.
But there's no talk about Bedard. getting sent down.
That would be very, very surprising.
Yeah.
And in hockey, it's not as drastic as baseball, where, oh, he's been sent down because he's bad and he needs to work on a lot of things. Sometimes it's just part of the development. It's not all linear. It can go up and down. There are peaks and valleys.
Joe, you sound great so far this season. You sound good right now, by the way. And we're looking forward to listening to you tonight, 6:30, right?
Keyword so far. Yes, thank you very much. 6:30 tonight, FanDuel Sportsbook pregame show. John and Troy, the puck drop at 7.
Okay, buddy. Good to see you. Good to hear you.
Likewise. Thanks for having me.
In the building and getting ready for the hockey match tonight.